My name is Michael Leon. I live at 3243 U.S. Route 3 in Thornton, New Hampshire. Just two quick points I want to inquire of the Department of Energy. I spent most of the day reading the 33-page presidential permit request from Northern Pass. And in reading it on page 20, and I won't bore everybody with reading the whole page, but there is a statement that says the quantitative data were totaled for all of the potential routes. These data were used in evaluating the remaining alternatives through the application of a mathematical comparison of the routes to identify the routes with the least overall social and environmental impact. My question, I'd like to see those mathematical results. Coming from PSNH, I would assume it's monetary value. That's my first point. My second point, which Steve Rand actually stole my thunder, because I did some research with the Champlain Hudson Power Express also. And there is another new line coming in also. It's called the Maine Express. And it's a 1,000 megawatt high voltage buried, basically it's buried in the water, in the ocean. It's going to supply Boston with their power. Now, the Champlain Hudson Power Express, it's actually going to be a 200 megawatt line. 100 of those megawatts are going to supply New York. A 1,000 of those megawatts are going to supply New York, and 1,000 are going to supply Connecticut. So we're told that this has got to come through our state, PSNH is saying this, to supply Boston and to supply Connecticut with power. We're already burying lines going down there. These are underwater projects. So going on the underwater aspect, I'm kind of a math freak. What I did was I calculated the distance from Pittsburgh to Hanover on the Connecticut River, 132 miles. I'm proposing, I'd like you guys to obviously have PSNH show you the feasibility of why they can't put it in the Connecticut River. It's 132 miles from Pittsburgh to Hanover. It's 40 miles east to Franklin. I calculated the cost from the Champaign-Hudson Power Express, and they come up to be $9 million a mile is what costs them for four lines, two for New York and two for Connecticut. PSNH's cost is $6.7 million per line. Adding the 40 extra miles from Pittsburgh to Franklin over to Deerfield, it's 212 miles. Now, I use the high end, $9 million. So PSNH is telling us it would cost them $1.2 billion to do it. With the new calculations, if they bury this in the water and if they bury this on the land going from Hanover to Franklin, it would cost them $1.9 billion and only an increase of $0.7 billion. They're recuperating their $1.2 billion within 1 year. It's going to take them an extra 7 months, 8 months to recuperate the difference. That's all I have to say.